This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and we are broadcasting to everybody that's listening to us tonight on the radio, on the network, all across the country, as well as those people that are listening to us on the internet and on the satellite elsewhere. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, also to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, to our hospital and ER room workers, to our 911 dispatchers, to the Customs and Border Patrol, to the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe tonight. And let's also thank everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along, namely all the truck drivers, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail and all their parcels all over the place. And, of course, we've also got the Amazon warehouse sorting their parcels for tonight, and also the trucks that are out delivering all across the country. Now, we also have our suicide jockeys to thank for hauling the gas, for hauling the diesel, and for hauling the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all the same way, Captain's America. That's all one word, lowercase, put it all together, Captain's America. That's how you find us. And our website for our radio show is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now out in California, we have the one and the only, the formidable, I used that word yesterday for somebody else, the formidable Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yes, we have a formidable Kyle Warren, and we want to thank you and thank everybody. Thank you. All right, and we'll thank everybody for joining in and applauding. We appreciate them. It's a gorgeous day here where I'm at. Again, as I said, we started out at 75 degrees, and guess what? It's still 75.
It's still 75. Well, that's amazing. Well, we're still holding here at 55 degrees. Well, actually, check that, 53 degrees. It's gone down 2 degrees since last hour.
Well, our buddy over there in Clearwater, Magic Mike, would probably be cold with that if he was standing outside and might have a coat on, because I know I would. But let's say the pledge, and then we'll get to the phone lines. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we isolate and say, under God, we use those words because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Something which we need to have, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines, and the aforementioned person that we just talked about is on the line. So, Mr. Mike, what's going on?
Hello, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? So, with this latest leak, now, I don't advocate anyone to break the law, but in a way, I'm kind of glad he did it, because my first point is the American people have been fed a bunch of bull. They tell us, oh, everything's under control, the war is going well, we're making headway. Well, come to find out, internally, privately, we're not so sure. Things aren't as good as what we thought they would be. I personally think, and please forgive me for saying this, but I just call it like I see it, I don't think this war is going to be won. I think Putin most likely will end up taking over Ukraine. And the second thing is, how does information that was meant for the highest-ranked Joint Chiefs of Staff person get leaked by the lowest guy who just basically got into the military? Something about this story is not smelling right. I don't think we're being told the truth. I mean, maybe the man released it, but you can't tell me that the sensitiveness and the caliber of these documents, that he was just able to take them home and take pictures of them and post them online. Because if that's the story they're going with, we're in more deep doo-doo than what I originally thought. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, that's definitely the scientific term, Mike. We appreciate it. Well, you know, what we're hearing is that even the Pentagon is saying that the protocols that they have in place seem to have failed. That's right. So this is where the investigation has to be, because, yes, it doesn't make any sense how this appears to have happened, and the fact that all this information could have been gleaned by this one person.
And what's amazing is this information was picked up by another individual doing something similar to what he was doing in Europe at a European website.
Well, right, exactly. And then also to Mike's point about the war in Ukraine, it's long been a criticism that somehow there hasn't been enough given to Zelensky and the Ukrainian Defense Forces early on enough in order to make a massive difference, because now we've seen the war sort of drone on, basically.
What are you talking about, money?
Just material, enough of everything to make it stick.
Well, we can only give them so much, but we'll be back with more. And Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Host of the Everts Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain's Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the show brought to you by the great Constitutional Grounds Coffee Company that advertises on the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com. Now, we're going to play an Edwards notebook for you. He's not here. He's still on vacation and might have gotten kidnapped, for all I know, in Mexico, but that's where he went. So hold on. Here we come with our Constitutional Grounds advertised Ron Edwards notebook.
Because of the grossly inadequate government school system practice of not teaching complete and authentic American history, one would think that black Americans contributed very little to our American society. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if your refrigerator contains any produce from your local grocery market, then you can rightfully credit black United States inventor Frederick McKinley Jones. Mr. Jones took out more than 60 patents throughout his life of achievement. Amongst them was a 1930s patent for the roof-mounted cooling system commonly used to refrigerate food products on extended transportation routes. Frederick McKinley Jones officially received his roof-mounted cooling system patent for his invention in 1940. He also co-founded the U.S. Thermal Control Company that later became famously known as Thermo King. The company was critical
during World War II, helping to preserve donated blood and food supplies for our American war heroes during the massive war between liberty and tyranny. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
And while you're over there at TheRonEdwards.com, check out the Constitutional Coffee Grounds display that's over there, too, for Constitutional Coffee. Now, I will tell you that I've got my Turbis Tumba coffee sitting right here. I drink iced coffee. That's what I like is iced coffee, especially at night. So I'm going to give it the old test again here. Here we go. Oh, boy. I got to have another sip. That is so good. And the reason it's good is because it's not acidic. You know how you drink some of those coffees and it'll just tear your stomach up because it's got the acid in it and you can't stand it? Well, Constitutional Grounds Coffee will not do that. Now, you can find it over at TheRonEdwards.com, his website. There's a display there. You can purchase using the promo code R20, which will save you 20% on the purchase of the coffee there. So go on over there, give it a shot, see what happens. I mean, after all, it's pretty good stuff, and I'll vouch for it. I will vouch for it. I've been drinking it for 2-3 years now, and it's not bad at all. So back to the show, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Howdy, howdy, howdy there, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, just let me know one more time. What do I do? Is it RE20 for the Ron Edwards discount?
Yep.
All right. RE20. All right.
Yep. At RonEdwards.com. TheRonEdwards.com.
That's right.
Yep. Save yourself 20%. The coffee's good. You're going to like it. And like I say, it's not acidic. That's what I like about it.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines because we've got, I think we've got Bagamon Bob on the line there. All right, Bagamon Bob, what's up?
Yes, Captain. I just saw a little video on the Internet about there was a county in Arizona back in the last election that wanted to delay certification by the, I guess it was a supervisor of elections, I'm not sure. And this was, I think Kerry Lake was involved in this some kind of way or, anyway, for her, and he wanted to delay it, and then they held a county thing he said he had to dissent because he was going to be arrested if he did not vote to certify the election.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't seem to be like normal type of procedure.
Well, it is because under law, every state has so many days with which to certify the election, and if they don't, then they go into violation. Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah, but the state might go into violation, but how can they arrest him as a person?
Because he's violated the law and the post that he signed up to do.
Right. Anyway, he said in the video, when he gave his speech, he was at the meeting, he said he didn't think that this was the way the Constitution was, the founders designed the Constitution to have people arrested for this. Anyway, I just wanted to find out about it.
All right. Well, he probably is right about it. Was it the way the founders decided that they wanted things to have happened, Kyle? But I will tell you, when you are dealing with state law and you're dealing with certifications and you're dealing with specific dates, you better do it or else.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because if anybody remembers back in 2000 in Florida, Catherine Harris, who was at the time the Secretary of State, who had to certify the election come hell or high water on a certain date, whether they had the votes in or not, she had to certify what they had, and she did, certified it for George W. Bush by, I believe it was some 600 or so votes, and then after they did more checking and found more votes in the panhandle, which is where they knew they had votes to begin with, the plurality went up to like 10 or 15,000.
Right, right. But I expect that at some point the election has to be over. See, that's the thing.
That is the thing.
Yeah.
And that's why they have to do it the way they're told, and they have to do it by law. And if they don't, then you bet they're going to get arrested.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't agree with it, but, hey, I can't do anything about it. I'm not in government, nor do I want to be.
I hear you. Yeah.
When are you running?
Well, you know, I might be running, but I'm not announcing anything. See, I'm going to be just like Joe Biden.
How about you're going to be just like Mike Pompeo?
Yes, isn't
wow.
that really something?
No, he surprised me and a lot of other people. I thought he was going to come out and do the test thing and see if he could garnish enough votes maybe to be an interested party when it came to be vice president. But I guess he's got a different way of doing it. And for all I know, he may be auditioning once again for the position of Secretary of State under a Republican administration, should we get one.
That's a really interesting take. I would not be surprised if that's really what his thought process might be. I think a lot of people expected him to get into this race. He was talking on Fox News earlier yesterday with Bret Baier, and it just seemed, Captain, he said, you know, he and his family had prayerfully considered this, and there were a lot of issues he wanted to go out and talk about and fight for, but this isn't the time to do that or the cycle to do that. Obviously, the Trump factor is weighing heavy in this, he didn't really have a whole lot to say about Donald Trump, but I think everybody's sort of wondering and waiting to see where is this really going to go vis-a-vis the indictment and this kind of thing, and of course Trump's popularity right now. So this is a game changer. If Pompeo's not going to be part of it, this is a real game changer.
Well, I think if Pompeo has been offered under Donald Trump, let's say, his old job back, that he would take it in a heartbeat. And I think that if he was offered consideration for being Secretary of State under a new Republican administration, he would take it in a heartbeat, because I believe the Secretary of State carries with it a lot of authority, and you are always in the limelight somewhere.
Well, certainly. And one of the things that was, I think, going to be very interesting about Pompeo as a possible candidate would be the fact that he could speak to all these different things happening around the world that we're observing. Certainly China on the rise, Russia on the move. He would be able to speak even just extemporaneously. He would not need a binder, by the way, Captain. He would need no binder whatsoever to be able to answer any question on foreign policy and world events right now. So we'll miss some of that, but we'll see if he begins to support somebody. He said he think he once it all gets sussed out, he's gonna, you know, he would pick somebody and go with it. But interesting voice, and we'll see where it goes.
Are you picking on Frenchie?
A little bit. I have to admit, she has the binder. It is the all knowing, all seeing binder, I guess. And that's. You know, but that's just not what you need, man, when you're in that position.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, too, professor of politics, coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is a U.S. USA News update. President Biden says officials are still determining the validity of classified documents recently leaked online. The president in a statement commended law enforcement for the recent arrest of a suspected leaker. Jack Teixeira will remain in custody until his next court appearance in Boston. Former President Trump is railing against President Biden's gun control agenda. While speaking at the NRA's annual meeting in Indianapolis, Trump told the crowd, "No one will lay a finger on your guns if he's elected president in 2024. Trump filed a personal financial disclosure Friday, giving a look into earnings since he left the White House. Trump reported making over $5 million from speaking engagements. The documents value his business holdings at over $1 billion. This is USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All right, and don't forget, that's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 38th at 66 in St. Pete, and they are the real deal. They are the real deal. Go over to my website. You'll see the link there. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. I hope everybody out there is doing great this weekend as well.
Well, it can't be because of the weather being bad, because we've got just a gorgeous night here right now. It's still, let me see here, let me get the temperature. It's still 75 degrees and clear.
Not bad, 54 and clear here. And actually, Captain, we're looking at 70 degrees for this weekend here in Southern California. It's a welcome warm-up.
Well, 70 degrees isn't a bad temperature.
No, it's not, but it's been cold. It's been overcast the last several days. We had a little bit of sun come out on Easter Sunday, and that was a really beautiful day, and everybody was so happy, and then it was, all of a sudden it went back to being gray.
But 70 degrees with a northwest wind off the Pacific Ocean, say from Alaska, is not such a great deal. Whereas if we get a northwest wind coming off the bay when it's been warmed up the way it is, it's not going to kill us.
Right, exactly.
Now, if it comes down the slot, down the central part of the United States, then we're going to get colder temperatures. But not this weekend. Mm-mm.
Right.
All right, well, let's go back to what we were talking about. The Reverend Al Sharpton. Remember that?
Of course, yeah, Reverend Al.
The Reverend Al Sharpton has ripped progressives for their soft-on-crime policies.
Yeah, okay, so wait a minute. Hold the phone.
Hold the phone is right.
Al Sharpton is going after progressives about not dealing with violent crimes.
You heard it right.
Yes, well, yeah, this was during a conference in New York, I think, at the Sheraton New York Times Square Hotel. But I got to tell you, Captain, this is the kind of thing, because it can't be hidden. The crime, the not prosecuting it, the cities spiraling downward, none of this can be fixed by the traditional Democrat messaging machine, because it's just too obvious of what's happening. They can't double talk their way out of this kind of thing. And even Al Sharpton is calling them on it now. I mean, this is huge.
Well, here's something they're trying to talk people into. They're trying to use the telephone and the telehealth system that they have to talk about abortions and how they can get one and where they can go and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff, which is coming after the Supreme Court decision that said, now, wait a minute here, you can't do this.
Right. I think with this idea, it's like the telehealth is, you know, you can get prescribed, I think, something
the abortion pill.
That's right. So in other words, you're not going into the doctor per se, but you're phoning in or having a video conference call with your doctor, and they can, I suppose, prescribe this for you in some way. So that's right. And of course, after the Supreme Court decision, they seem to now be on the rise, from what we understand.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to be able to do this, but we'll see. Again, nobody is really clamping down on them, but you know, it's always the other side, always.
Well, right. This issue, and by the way, Captain, the Democrats literally just, I think, lay awake at night dreaming of being able to make the only issue in American politics abortion when it comes to the next presidential election. So they literally feed off of every single one of these controversies that comes up.
Well, the U.S. has now charged El Chapo's sons. That's sons with a plural, more than one, and 45 other Sinaloa cartel members with drug violations.
Well, that's good. You know, we need more of that, to be honest. And certainly, Captain, this sort of dovetails with what Kevin McCarthy has been talking about this past week, and that is trying to designate the cartels as terrorist organizations, basically.
Hmm. Now, U.S. consumer credit, which has been slowing down lately, correct?
That's true, yes, yeah.
Has now gone up a little bit in April, leading for a lot of speculation that perhaps things are going to start to get better now, but I still don't think so, and the reason I don't is because of the price of oil and gasoline jumping. And we're hearing, well, oil and gasoline prices have settled down now, and they're a little bit more. No, they're not. Nothing has settled down in terms of oil and gas. It's a 14 cents a gallon in the last 10 days.
Well, that's right. Well, even while the consumer sentiment, it went up a little bit in April, a lot of people are still expecting and seeing that inflation is going to continue to go up. And that's for sure. Now, some are predicting some price drops. But that's because, of course, the markets are collapsing, and the retail sales are collapsing. They're trying to put everything on sale at some point so that they can make some sales. So we may see some price drops, but the underlying foundational structure of what the Biden administration put into practice here of getting the interest rates up and getting the fuel costs up and making everybody's dollar be shrink, essentially, all that's still completely in effect.
Now, the Pentagon has ordered a review of the classified documents leak, and it appears as if there's going to be some changes made very quickly coming out of the Pentagon about all of this.
Well, I can imagine. All leave is canceled. Nobody can go to sleep. Everybody has to work on this problem until they feel as though they've secured the nation's documents in this sense. This is a very, very big deal. I don't care what the president says. He tried to minimize the whole thing. Anybody who knows that this is bad.
You can minimize it if you want, but that's not the reality of the situation.
Well, of course not. And to some degree, I don't know that I'm sure he's briefed on this, but it doesn't seem that he's taking it as seriously as he should, at least in the way that he responded to reporters initially when he's on his trip.
And I'm not sure where this is going, but the European countries are chiming in en masse, and they are chastising China for their threats to Taiwan.
Well, and that is a good thing, because what we're seeing as well, Captain, is we're seeing China and President Xi in particular trying to drive wedges in between the United States and our European allies. China's trying to become the big new player. We're going to help with peace in Ukraine and all this kind of stuff. And they're doing all these things deliberately, but they definitely don't want our alliances to stay strong. And so this is a good thing if we have some of our European partners condemning China, initially here, even before anything ever happens with Taiwan.
Well, we do as of now. We'll see where this goes.
Yep.
Now, if you were a fly on the wall, what would you think?
Well, I think that the Europeans are looking at the world very closely. I think they're watching to see where China's influence is really going to be. China and Russia, of course, buddy-buddy in ways that they shouldn't be at this point because it's not good for anybody, not good for the rest of the world. And they're looking at a problem with Joe Biden and his lack of leadership. I think they're wondering, where do we go? What do we do? There's no clear path here from the United States, and that's not a good thing.
All righty. Here comes the music, and we're coming back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Number two, don't go anywhere. I will be back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, they're getting down there, Kyle. Who is that group?
Funk 49, I think.
Who is it?
I'm not, I know it's that, but yeah, tell me who else it is.
Joe Walsh.
Oh, Joe Walsh, okay,
and
cool.
And some of his friends in his garage studio just to getting down with the sound.
I love it, yeah.
Yep, that's really good. They're just jamming is all they're doing, and I mean, my God, that's great stuff.
I think so. Yeah, Joe Walsh, he's pretty cool.
Speaking of great stuff, what's the weather like out there by you?
Well, right now we got about 53 degrees here in Southern California, and as we go through the next several days, looks like we're going to have hopefully some sunny weather here. We're not going to have hot temperatures in the Southern California area, but they're going to stay pretty mild. But for our friends up in Seattle, Washington, Captain, on Saturday, they're expecting rain showers. That's going to continue on through maybe Wednesday of this coming week. So that's sort of a weekend forecast for Seattle. Portland's about the same. Looks like mostly cloudy on Saturday. Rain coming in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. So you want to be careful there. And, of course, we're continuing to see some warmer temperatures up in northern Nevada, up along I-80. That can cause some snow melt and even maybe some flooding. So we got some flood warnings going on between Winnemucca and Elko, basically, if you're up on I-80. Then you continue with winter weather advisories coming out west of Denver on I-70 as we go through this weekend. And then right now, as of this morning, we're still looking at some of that snow and rain, Captain, come down I-25. Since last hour, it's actually moved on to the east of I-25, so it looks like you're clearing out there. But, of course, it's still heading over towards the Kansas area. And then rounding everything out right now, looks like we've got continuing aerial flood advisories up in northern Montana. Again, you have the warming of the area there causing small stream flooding because of the snow melt. So be careful out there this weekend.
Well, the warming versus the cold is giving us fog in numerous areas. Right now in the panhandle of Texas, Oklahoma rather, and Texas, including Amarillo, Texas, you have got fog, dense fog, probably for 100 miles east. And for 100 miles south, which definitely means that you're getting it down below Amarillo, down below there as well. You've also got some fog angling up into Kansas coming out of Amarillo. So be advised of that, as this is dense pea soup fog. Going up to North Dakota, we got rain in about two-thirds of the state there, over towards Minnesota, and then in Minnesota itself, the eastern part of Minnesota, to include the northeastern corner of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and all the way up into Duluth, you've got rain. You've got a winter storm watch in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. You've got rain in the northern part of Wisconsin, and some rain is just now starting in the northern part of Lake Michigan, which is going to come south. And it'll find its way on down, I'm sure, towards Chicago and Gary and all those areas. Now, we do have more fog to talk about in the central part of Tennessee, which will include Nashville. And it'll run probably for about 40 or 50 miles east-west out of Nashville, so be advised of that. Coming out of Alabama, straight north up I-65. You're going to have fog coming north out of Birmingham and east-west along I-20 through Birmingham, so be careful there with all of that. We do have some rain tonight down along the Gulf, which is down there around Mobile at the moment, and that rain is going to be moving towards the east and might see some down in South Florida after a while or so. We might get some right here where I'm at, as a matter of fact. So there you go. Now, moving up the East Coast, we've got fog Chesapeake Bay. We've got fog right around Wilmington, North Carolina. And we have more fog up the East Coast going up along Jersey and up along the coastline of Long Island and Connecticut and Cape Cod. And then it jumps up into top skipping, jumping up along the main coastline there. So be advised of all that. Okay, Mr. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, first of all.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app and all the great amenities that Pilot and Flying J travel centers have for our trucker friends and traveler friends out there. Pilotflyingj.com.
You betcha. I look forward to talking to you again on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain. Looking forward to it.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Make sure you go over to his website, kylewarrenshow.com. Check out all the different things he has to offer. He's got a one-man extravaganza over there. A lot of different things over there. Go over and take a look at it, and I'm sure you're going to like seeing it. Okay, now to Denise Simon at FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What, pray tell, is going on in the world in which we live?
Well, pick a target.
Pick a target. Documents.
Okay, so it looks like this was really done out of ego. I don't think he had the same ideology as some of the others, except that I think in one or two cases he just felt like he had the power to put out there, because he actually did searches, because he had that kind of access. And he kind of knew things were over with in the last day or so. So he kind of said his goodbyes to his group on Discord. I don't think he was really trying to expose big things like Snowden did. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other accesses out there. Now that he put these documents out there, they floated around, especially, some Russians put it on their Telegram pages. So it's going to take a while to kind of dig out of this. And I think the Department of Justice is looking at some others, other people. Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe they are, too. And again, kudos to this European fellow who found all of this information and did the right thing.
Well, Bellingcat. I interviewed him years ago, and he has mobilized some very good internet investigative sleuths out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more. Denise Simon, too. FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website, see all the different things she has to offer.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.